What do you like about reading, Andrew?
I like when my dad lends me a book that he wants me to read. It comes wrapped in a little elastic band so the pages don't get like folded or bent or anything like that. And what do you like about reading, Crystal?
I like folding pages, Andrew. So
And this is why no one lends you
I'm
books.
off the Christmas gift list.
Exactly. Everybody, welcome to the Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast, the one where we take a look at what's too hot, what's too cold, and what's just right with a self-published author. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal.
Crystal, what did we read this week?
We read Errand Girl by Sandra Cunha.
And this is a request.
This is a request. It's sort of a distant request, kind of like a friend through a friend,
Through a pigeon.
through a pigeon, through carrier pigeon, more specifically.
Two strings, two cans on a string, two strings on a can, I
No,
don't know.
but seriously, a writer friend knows Sandra and recommended that I contact her and read her book.
And we love requests.
Yes, we do.
What was this book about?
It's actually a novella, which is slightly breaking a rule for our podcast. But it's
Rules are
about,
meant to be
I
broken.
know, that's how I feel about most things in life. It's about a young woman named Erin who spots a vintage Chanel 2.55 medium navy bag, very specific, in a
My
shop.
eyes just glazed
I know.
over.
Mine did not. She spots this bag in a shop window in Yorkville, Toronto, and it's the bag that her mother had when she was a young girl. The only problem is when she wants to buy this bag is that it's $2,000 and she doesn't have the money. So the novella is about how Erin goes about trying to get the money for this bag. And of course, there's sort of repercussions to her actions. And we find out that the issue here is really a lot deeper than just buying a bag.
So I like this concept a lot. How did she go about getting money for the bag?
Erin is a lovely girl who is quite, she has a flair for being an entrepreneur, but probably not in the best sort of way. She first tries to be a dog walker. That doesn't go very well for her. And then she decides to be an errand girl, which is the title of our book.
Errin girl.
Right, exactly. So, but she decides to start this business from the cubicle in her office, which, as we all know, starting a business from your place of employment is probably not the best idea.
Eventually, you're going to get caught.
Eventually, you're going to get caught. Exactly.
And what's the significance of the purse?
The significance of the purse, as I've mentioned, belonged to her mother. And this is a bit of a spoiler. Her mother actually had to sell the purse when Erin was young. To afford different things. You know, as I've mentioned, it's $2,000 to buy this purse, so there's quite a few things that you could buy for that amount of money.
What did you feel was too hot? What was it just too much of?
There wasn't actually anything that was too hot in this book.
We're breaking format
We are, and
because rules are meant to be
it's
broken.
shocking. We should put up a plaque and throw darts every time it happens.
So what does that mean to you that we didn't have a too hot?
I think the main, there's a couple of reasons. One is that we're dealing with a shorter format. So instead of a novel length book, we're dealing with a novella.
Which is about how many words?
Well, this book was 25,000 words.
Okay.
And
And what's like a regular length book?
a regular length is about 80,000
So
words.
it's about a third, and when you go a third the length, but you try to tell us a complete story, stuff gets caught out.
Exactly. And, you know, a credit to this book, it was super tightly written. So there wasn't anything that I found was too heavy or too much at all.
And what did you say was the other reason that you think there was not enough that was too hot or nothing that was too hot?
Which was the tightly
Oh.
written. Yeah. Sorry. I anticipated your next question. I'm becoming a.
Normally, I count stuff off and I got it wrong.
I'm psychic.
Well, I guess that kind of leads into the too cold then, doesn't it?
It does. That being said, you know, we have a novella that's 25,000 words. My too cold was actually that I felt like the story was too short.
So there wasn't enough of it. The whole point of that question is what left you lacking? And you're saying the whole story, I really wanted more. Why is that?
Right, and this has been a huge internal debate for me all week. I've been thinking about it a lot because we've been talking about how this book is a novella. So the argument is, well, it's supposed to be short.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Exactly. But the way I feel about it is that Sandra did such a good job for the first, you know, huge chunk of the book, right up until the end when something really tragic sort of happens. And as mentioned, when you start a job in your cubicle, it's probably not going to end well.
And that's not even the spoiler, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I just felt like the book ended basically within one chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it made the weight of the story feel a little off to me. Yeah. I would have liked, and I'm not saying that, you know, Sandra should have written a whole novel, even though I think she could have and it would have been fantastic and I would have loved it. I just wish that there were a few more chapters at the end to really round out the ending of the story.
See, I'm taking the opposite that, you know, I like the novella format because it is short and it does allow an author to convey a different type of story. What I really liked about this concept was the almost serialized nature of, I'm going to take on this crazy errand and I'm going to take on this crazy errand. And that's not easy to write, but this was really, really well done.
Right. Because I think the problem with having something that's serialized and what makes it difficult is that you want to write all these funny things that happen to this girl or this young woman. And you can get carried away with that because eventually it's going to get, okay, like, you know, we've got it. It's, she's doing funny errands and when is she going to get caught, basically? So I think that part was done really, really well. Again, it was just the weight of how the story read to me.
Yeah.
It was very, very heavy. You know, all the way through, and we got great description and all that kind of stuff, but it sort of just ended sort of very abruptly, in my opinion. And I wish she would have just drawn that ending out a little bit more in, again, a few chapters. It didn't have to be 80,000 words.
Is this book a series? This character, this concept, this execution? Like, you know, in this one, she needs money for the purse. So she opens up, errand girl, and she gets money for that. But in the next one, her brother lost a pool game to some mafioso and he needs $1,500 and she's got to go do crazy things. And the other one, you know, her uncle's boat sunk because of something
she
did.
Let you keep
going? got so many ideas.
Channing Tatum free.
Channing Tatum plays the uncle and the brother. It's weird. Anyways, the idea is very serialized. Like, you can keep going with this if the character's well done.
I don't think that was the intention of this novel just because of how it ends, because ideally you do want the character to make some kind of arc.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, and I do hope that we get an extended version of this. If not, I don't know Sandra's plans. I do hope that she keeps writing because...
Yeah, it's very well done.
Yeah.
What did you find was just right?
I am very jealous, I'm going to admit, right
okay.
now.
Okay.
The voice...
It's about time you get jealous instead of just me.
It's you all the time.
I know.
All right. The voice was amazing. The voice of this character was just absolutely perfect and really solid from beginning to end. You know, she was funny. And so because she was doing all these ridiculous things, as the reader, you're kind of like, oh, this isn't going to end well, but it wasn't annoying in any way because it made sense for the character to do what she was doing based on how she was written.
And that's a very difficult type of character to write because on one side of, you know, the precipice, it's
the precipice. Dangerous.
We're having great podcasts right now. I'm making my hands into a little point.
Yes,
and you're walking the tip of the point with this character because on one side of the precipice, the character's dumb.
Yes.
And on other side of the precipice, the character's a clown.
Exactly. And a lot of
to get in the middle
books,
difficult.
Yes. And a lot of I kind of stay away from this type of fiction because of those two reasons. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't want to be yelling at the female character the entire time being like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is...
Which you do, by the way.
Which I do, yes. Or, you know, the other side where it's like, I know they were trying to be funny with this, but we fell off the precipice, I guess, is if we're going to use your analogy here.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. you know, in this book, it was, it made it fast and easy to read because I wasn't tripping up over the thought of, oh God, she's acting stupidly, even though, you know, she kind of is in some sense. It was very, you feel for this girl, you know, she's acting in a manner for some reason. And you're rooting for her. You want her to get the money for this purse. You want her to get the purse, even though, her methods are a little unorthodox.
So that was Erin Girl, Erin comma Girl by yes. Sandra Cunha, C-U-N-H-A. Who do you recommend reads this book, Crystal?
I recommend, you know, any woman. It's an adult woman's fiction book. So again, I really enjoyed it for the fact that it wasn't about silly women. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of is, but in
not
a funny
that side of the precipice.
Yes, we're in the middle of the precipice. So if you like being in the middle of a precipice on either sides, read this book.
We should get that t-shirt made up.
Yes, just like a little
middle of the precipice. Indie band played last night.
Again, I'm showing the precipice that I'm not saying words. It's not good.
And where can you find this book?
This book is available on Amazon.
And where can you find us?
We are at
okay.
www.everythingstemporary.com.
Okay.
You can find us on iTunes at Goldilocks and Three Cares, YouTube, Everything's Temporary, Facebook, Everything's Temporary, and Twitter, Everything's Temp.
Wow. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for listening to this week's Goldilocks and the Three Cares podcast. As always, we are looking for reviews. So if you're an aspiring author, please reach out to us. We're looking for requests. Everybody, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Crystal. Until next time, keep reading.
Until next time.
Did you step into my body for a second? You're like...
I did. We're going to cut that out.
How come we cut out your goofs and you
no,
bleep
it's
mine
up
over?
At the end.